So many wonderful things happening this weekend, including Resonance Works, which is presenting Tumbao, a celebration of Afro-Latin music. And joining me in the studio this afternoon is Sully Inirio and Maria Sensi Selner, who is the artistic and general director of Resonance Works. Good afternoon, ladies. Thanks for being here.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be back. Thank you, Anna.
Yay.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, absolutely. Now, this is a celebration of Afro-Latin music. And Sully, you are joining two other folks, Amaury Morales, and you also have Hugo Cruz, who will be playing percussion on this particular concert. So I want to know, how did you... You are very much behind creating a spot and place for Afro-Latinx music. And I feel like this is part of the program that you're going to be doing. Yeah. Talk to me a little bit about what you're going to be singing.
Yeah, so I'm very much a advocate for Afro-Latin music within the classical space. And the program is basically just a little bit of a taste of kind of the research that I've done and the scholarly work I've done, some uncovering some pieces and highlighting some pieces that are often not performed within the vocal art music, art song canon. So I'm going to be singing some things by beautiful Venezuelan composer Modest Tabor that has a triptych of Afro-Cuban poems that she set to music. I'll be singing some Afro-Cuban zarzuela, and I'll also be singing some more contemporary music by the wonderful Celia Cruz. And so it's definitely going to be like it says, a celebration for sure.
Absolutely. Maria, it's great because you're always highlighting women and the possibilities with their performances. Tell me a little bit about how you came to this particular show.
Sure, absolutely. So, Sully, you moved to Pittsburgh in 2020, I think, right? When nobody was leaving their houses. And
challenging time to move here.
Very challenging time. We got introduced via email, and I think it was, you know, once we were able to crawl out of our little holes, we got to meet, and I was really inspired by Sully's passion for this music, and she has a beautiful program note. I'm going to spoil it a little bit, saying, you know, you want to sing music that reflects your own cultural heritage and identity. And she had told me about this program she had put together for that you did a recording of.
Mm-hmm.
I think was right, and I said, well, don't you want to do that live? let's do it live now that we can. You know, let's do it live. And it was a really obvious thing that Resonance Works could present, this, which is an artist curated program. This is Sully's program, top to bottom, and I'm learning things. I'm learning about music that I didn't know about before, and it's it's infectious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's beautiful. I was in the rehearsal the other day, and there's going to be some gorgeous singing, and also just with Amaury and Hugo, like the rhythm and the spirit of the music is so infectious. You don't have to know anything about it to appreciate it. It's something that I think everybody's going to enjoy, at least something, if not everything, and learn something and get some music, exposed to some music that we maybe have not heard before.
And well, you are an artist-driven organization, Resonance Works itself, so you mm-hmm. get ideas from your artists. I want to mention that it is going to be at First United Methodist Church, which is located at 5401 Center Avenue. And you had a performance there last year with Dan Teat and orchestra and
yes.
all sorts of wonderful things.
Yes, so one of our To Breathe Free programs that was celebrating our 10th anniversary last season, one of those concerts was there. We have developed a really wonderful relationship with the people at First United Methodist, and Tim Coles, who's the music director there, have just been so welcoming, and they're so interested in supporting music making and artists they do a lot of that themselves and throughout the city, and it's been a wonderful it's become a part-time home for us there. for rehearsals and things along the way, but they've been so, so generous, and we're very happy to be there for this program.
So there, you're there, Suli, for this program. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about the acoustics in there. It's pretty, pretty awesome, isn't it?
Yes, it's very fun. It's very live. And the trio that we have with piano and percussion, you know, Ugo's bringing a lot of different things, and he's going to be able to highlight some of his own works in the program that definitely fit into the Afro-Latin music. He's bringing his bata, which is just a setup of drums that he plays standing up, you know, side to side, horizontally, if that, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. I'm moving my hands. People can't see.
We're on radio. If you just get closer, we can see it all.
So he's going to be sharing some of that. And so we were definitely figuring out the best way to kind of highlight that in the rehearsal without kind of overwhelming people with like sound. And I think we the setup that we ended up figuring out worked out really well. Mm-hmm. So I feel very comfortable in that space singing, and I'm just excited for people to come see and come celebrate with us, for sure.
Absolutely. And now Maori, who I think is one of the most amazing pianists in this city.
Absolutely.
How did you guys meet?
So Maori and I are both Dominican. And so immediately there was a connection there, you know, as people that, you know, we have different countries of origin. When we find folks from our same, you know, country, we get really excited because all of a sudden we have a very immediate and natural kinship, right? And so I think Amaury was introduced to me through Jay Villela.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yes, who mm-hmm. is actually... who's actually my neighbor.
He's the one that introduced us to. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My
we
goodness.
We love you, Jay.
Yes,
so
we do.
Love
we love you very much, Jay.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's how I met Amaury, and we became fast friends. And then immediately, as musicians, we're like, okay, how can we collaborate together? And so Amaury got me connected with the Incidental Chamber Players. And I worked with them virtually when we weren't allowed to leave our houses. And then I did a concert with them last year. And so we've had a history of collaboration. And then, of course, I met Ugo working through Hope Academy. So then I connected him with Amaury. And then we just really, it was just, the synergy was there. And we're just like, okay, so here's the trio. What are we going to do together? And so I've been working with them in several different ways. And we're even... in the future, we're going to commission things for the trio mm-hmm. and continue to do our thing based on Latin American music and Caribbean music. So,
and we have a bit of a recording here. Do you want to describe what we're going to hear?
Yes, we're going to hear the illustrious Teresa Berganza. And she is going to, this recording is one of the songs from a song cycle called Cinco Canciones Negras, Five Black Songs. It's all Afro-Cuban poetry set to music by a Catalan composer, Javier Montsalvaje. And this particular one speaks about basically what happened to Cuba as folks started coming in and kind of changing the landscape in terms of different colonial powers.
Come.
Beautiful, beautiful music being sung by Teresa Berganza. You can hear this music this coming Sunday afternoon. The concert is at 3 o'clock. It's called Tumbao. It's a celebration of Afro-Latin music, which features acclaimed soprano Zuli Inirio, pianist Amaury Morales, and Hugo Cruz playing percussion. Tumbao, a celebration of Afro-Latin music. It will take place at First United Methodist Church, which is located at 5401 Center Avenue. And tickets start at just $7.50. I hope to see you there. I know it's going to be really great. So you're singing these songs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you have, I've heard you sing, you have a very operatic voice.
Yes.
So when you get into this repertoire a little bit, how do you sing it the same way? How do you deal with your big voice with art song?
Yeah. So I always think of art song and approaching art song through the colors of my voice, right? So I think about, I'm definitely not going to sing some of these things like I sing Verdi, for sure.
Right.
But I still utilize like the same core of my instrument, but just bring about the colors of the text through what I'm saying. And I think, because especially if I'm singing in Spanish, it kind of unlocks a special part of me, because that's my first language. That's the language I still speak at home. That's the language I grew up going to church in. You know, so it opens up another part of me that I get to share with everybody, and it brings about so many more colors and in the storytelling.
When you were little, did you sing in the church choir? So that was a part of the love of singing?
Yeah, absolutely. When I was a toddler, when I was learning how to speak and early on in my life, one of my parents shared with me that I would request songs like Dominican music. I grew up listening to merengue, bachata, all these things. But I would request songs based on things I heard in the music. So I would say, Zuli wants, ah. So apparently the song, somebody did that. And so that's how I would request the song that I wanted to hear. So I think even before I could even speak music, I had an immediate connection with music, and it was so soothing, and it was just part of who I was. And I think I've had a really nice trajectory exploring all different kinds of music throughout my life.
And you're putting together a compilation, a collection now of the music that you're discovering with
Absolutely.
The different composers.
Yes, through the Afro-Latinx Song and Opera Project, which I've been so lucky to have been supported by the Advancing Black Arts in Pittsburgh initiative through the Heinz Fund Endowments and the Pittsburgh Foundation. I am working with Rising Tide Press to create an anthology for singers to start programming this music themselves. This is definitely not a vanity project. I really want this music to be heard.
To get out there.
Yeah, because it's just so stunning. And there's one particular piece I'm singing in this program. It's called Suspiro d'Alma, and it's by Antonio Carlos Gomez, Afro-Brazilian composer, contemporary of Verdi and Puccini. I mean, Maria heard it. It basically sounds like this beautiful Italianate piece that, you know, instead of Bellini or Donizetti, somebody could sing that instead and be exposed to a new composer and still hitting the markers for wherever they are in their development at school. So I think that it's just shedding a light on these contributions is going to really make things really more exciting for singers, both in conservatories, universities, and for singers that are trying to program beautiful recitals as well.
And what's very exciting is just today, Zuli has a wonderful TEDx talk that talks about redefining Latinidad in classical music and from margins to center stage. That TED talk just dropped today, so you can get that on YouTube, right?
Absolutely, and you'll get to hear some of my personal story of my journey through classical music and opera, but also more about why I do what I do with the project and why I'm so passionate about performing and uncovering and sharing this music.
Absolutely. So just a brief preview, Maria, you have La Donna del Lago coming up a little bit later.
Yes, we're really about music that deserves to be heard that maybe you haven't heard. That's kind of a good theme for us this year. At the end of June, Rossini's beautiful La Donna del Lago, which has not been done in the United States since 2015 at the Met.
Wow.
By my research. If there's some company that's done it, call me up. But I don't think so. It is a beautiful, it's all the things you love about Rossini. It's wonderful tunes and amazing vocal fireworks. And there are two Rossini tenors and two Rossini mezzos in it. And they're like dueling high Cs in this trio in Act Two. And it's based on the Sir Walter Scott, the Lady of the Lake, which is not the one you might think of. It's not the Arthurian one. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the Scottish Highlands in the early 16th century under the rule of King James V and the conflicts between the Highlanders and the Lowlanders. Our main character is involved in a love quadrangle, not a triangle. Two tenors and the pants roll, or I guess kilt roll mezzo that she's in love with, Malcolm. And spoiler alert, this leading lady does not die.
Oh,
she is full of agency, and just like you hear in Cenerentola, she has the wonderful final aria.
Well, it's the great aria at the end.
It's the great aria at the end. It is. I am unbelievably excited to be doing this show with Timmy Williams, who we worked with before. Javi Abreu is coming back, a wonderful Rossini singer, and then two people who are new to us. Amanda Kreider is Malcolm Graham, and Ming Hao Liu is a very exciting emerging Rossini tenor who is singing the clan chief Rodrigo.
Ooh, excellent.
So very, very exciting. End of June. We'll say maybe follow the tune of some bagpipes down
Ooh.
Into Oakland. Hopefully we'll see if we can make that happen to the Charity Randall at the University of Pittsburgh where we will be. But very, very excited about that.
And at the beginning of June, Zuli will have an opportunity to hear you sing the Richard Strauss Four Last Songs with the Chamber Orchestra of Pittsburgh.
Yes, I'm very excited about
that. Two performances of those, I believe.
Yes,
so
June 1st and 2nd.
June 1st and 2nd. So you have got lots going on. We in Pittsburgh have lots going on. Thank you both so very much, Maria Sensi-Selner and Zuli Unirio. Come to see Tumbao, a celebration of Afro-Latin music with Amaury Morales and Hugo Cruz this coming Sunday at 3 o'clock at First United Methodist Church. You can get your tickets by going to resonanceworks.org. Ladies, thank you so very much.
Thank you, Anna.
Thank you so much.